Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Clue Crew.
The doctor was the old habits. Here we go.
How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Fuck, I'm locked out of my house. Fuck. Locked out of my house. Hello.
Hello. Adam, what are you doing outside of your house?
Yeah, Adam.
I'm locked out.
Me and Aaron are putting our robes on and we're coming outside and we have this old lantern. What's happening?
What's happening?
Whoa, oh my God. Are the British coming?
I hope not.
I hope not.
They're not coming for my lantern, are they?
God forbid.
Wait, you each have a lantern?
Yeah, of course. It's the middle of the night. You awoke us.
It's the middle of the night.
You are each holding an issue of Green Lantern.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night.
And you're reading comics. We always said if the British are coming, you're supposed to read 2 issues of Green Lantern.
That's exactly what we're saying. What we're saying now, though, is you made such a clamor, and we came running outside. What is the issue?
What's the issue, dear boy?
I got locked out of my house.
Well, what happened?
Well, I went outside, and I shut the door behind me, and then I... What are you doing?
We're going back into a memory,
we're going back into a memory.
Well, I was telling a story.
Oh, okay.
Well, was the story going to evolve a memory? Was it going to evoke a memory?
Yeah.
Well, then let's go back and see it.
I don't want to.
Don't tell when you can show.
Sorry, I left Wayne's World on in the apartment.
You left your house while you were watching Wayne's World? Why? The willpower that you must have. If Wayne's World's on, I'm not stepping foot outside
well,
my house.
Well, now you can watch it in your memory.
Okay, and we see a memory. There's no talking because Adel was alone and he locks himself out of the apartment and we're showing, not telling, and we're back to present day.
And we're showing, not telling.
To yourself when you're alone?
Nope. We're back to present day, which is what
JPC,
I call Christmas.
JPC, let's go back to your memory of you talking to yourself.
I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I make my little taco on the hot stove. Yes, I make my little taco on the hot stove. I'm too sexy for this taco, too sexy for this taco.
And we're not leaving this memory. Rewind this memory.
Hold on. Do you guys not sing to yourself? Do you guys not do the thing where you take an existing song, like Right Said Fred's I'm Too Sexy, and then change the lyrics to be about the thing that you're doing?
I do that all the time. Gemma and I do songs all the time around the apartment. It's typically whatever we're listening to, and we'll change the lyrics when we're cooking, when we're doing chores, whatever we're doing.
You don't do that, Aaron?
No, I mostly just make up songs about my dog to famous tunes.
So you do make up songs, but not to famous tunes?
Well, I make up like pepperoni, keep it up, pepperoni pizza, pepperoni, you're a puppin', it's so nice to meet ya. And I'll kiss her a little snout.
Okay. That's amazing.
So that's normal. I think normal people do that. I think normal people sing little parody songs to themselves as they're walking around.
The other day...
you're a regular weirdo.
The other day, Gemma came up with a good one, which was she was sort of manning the playlist on Spotify, and we played we played Shallows.
Man the playlist! There's a storm coming!
Starboard! Too much pop! But she started singing, I'm a good DJ, please like my music, I'm on the ones and twos.
That's a blast.
Pretty good.
I sometimes, when I'm turning on the shower and the shower's too hot, I say, it's a nice day for a hot shower.
And you can just hear Mariah taking a suitcase out of the closet, packing up and leaving you.
It's a nice day to make it cold.
Door slam.
Slam.
Yeah.
Jake, well, see, what the heck are we doing?
What the heck are we doing?
I'm glad that we were talking about music because I am in a very musical mood. Mm-hmm. And all day long, I listened to some truly awful shit, cursed shit, preparing for this episode. And now I'm going to curse you all with it. And of course, the music that I am referring to is a little music from a series of albums called Kidz Bop.
Oh, no.
Aaron and Adel, I gotta ask you. You've heard of the concept of Kidz Bop. Have you ever sat your ass down?
Sorry, I'm just exiting out of all of everything that I'm doing here.
I just watched Aaron disintegrate like puzzle pieces fell off of her face. And she just like Thanos dust in the wind. All we are is Thanos dust in the wind.
And you seem to be live your life like Thanos dust in the wind. That's a poor taste.
Say what? R.I.P. Thanos. Rest in power to a real one. You didn't deserve. You didn't deserve what Thor did to you. That's important.
Don't snap. I will turn to dust now.
Have you guys listened to Kidz Bop? Have you spent time listening to the terrifying creation that is Kidz Bop?
I've listened to several Kidz Bop. Usually, not a whole album. I usually will jump around to songs. Like I listen to the Kidz Bop Monster Mash, which is terrible and funny, and a few other ones. So I kind of pick and choose.
So the thing. Oh, go ahead, Aaron.
I want to tell you something someone said to me once that hurt my feelings so much that I remember it to this day.
Aaron,
so I was like,
you can always tell me this.
Of course. So you can learn how to hurt my feelings too.
Huh?
GPC's taking out a notepad and a pen.
My high school, we had like 4 concerts every year, but one of them we would record and make into an album because it was always about some sort of like cooler music. Like one year we did the Beatles, one year we did like songs from the 70s, all sorts of stuff, whatever. I had a solo one of the years. I think it might have been like 15 or something. And it was a solo in Penny Lane from the Beatles. And I went over to my aunt's house. My older cousin, who I didn't really like hang out with that much, I just idolized him. I thought he was so great and funny.
Brutal.
John, you said this to me. You didn't mean to hurt my feelings, but it's haunted me to this day. And I played it for him and my aunt, and he went, "This sounds like Kidz Bop. It's so cute. It sounds like Kidz Bop." And I was like, "I'm a woman.
Burn.
I'm a woman, and I'm a beautiful woman singer. I am not a kid." He's the sweetest man in the universe, but he did say that to me.
You two are my friends. Can I tell you something I thought of, Aaron, when you mentioned Penny Lane?
Mm-hmm.
I thought about this fun parody. How does this sound? Pennywise is in my dreams and in my drain.
Pop, pop, no. Pop.
Aaron, when your cousin John, was it?
Yeah.
When he
John
Beauregard.
Look him
when
up.
When he said that shit to you, did your aunt run into the house and go, "John, you always do this"?
Yeah, different aunt, but same different accent, aunt, so same it works.
Ted Kennedy killed on Kidz Bop.
It's that aunt's older sister. That's so funny. It was her house, though, that the Kennedy incident happened at. So
The Kennedy incident.
John, you always... Yeah, her house is in Chappaquiddick.
Chappaquiddick.
That's also what Ringo said when John Lennon broke up the Beatles. John, you always do that.
John, you always do this.
There's so many Kidz Bops that I think that every Kidz Bop song, I think, everyone that I came across, so it might not be every Kidz
Bop
song.
I'm so excited to learn about this.
Has a music video associated with it. And the music videos are just like kids... kind of giving it their all and like dancing and singing, and they're all, I don't know, pretty brutal, like pretty cringy, but it's also just like it feels like exploitative in a way where it's like these kids are obviously happy to be there and they look like they're having a great time, or they're just like stage kids. I can just see like their terrible parents, like either like way too overeager or like distractedly like texting on a phone. Sure. Like it's all just... it's all awful. It's all awful. But I do advise you to, if you're listening to this episode, to go on to YouTube and just watch some of these Kidz Bops, especially after we kind of get into it. But what I have devised is a little quiz, a Kidz Bop quiz, if you will.
Pass.
Yep. It's going to be an absolute hard pass for most of us, but you're going to have to do it anyway because I've prepared nothing
else. Pass, fail.
I'm ready.
So what it's going to be a couple different things. I'm going to present to you some lyrics as they exist in a song currently. So a song that you may have heard, you may not even be familiar with it, but I'll give you the lyrics. Then I'm going to give you some options for what the kids bopification of that thing is. And then you have to select which one is the actual kids bop lyric.
This is the best. I'm so excited. Perfect. Great idea.
It was, I will say that I made this quiz. We don't usually do this. We usually like find these quizzes online. I made this quiz, and it truly did something awful to my brain to have to like think about kids bop lyrics this hard. But I, after doing it for a while, I did feel that I could do this professionally. So if you are affiliated with Kids Bop as an organization, I'm willing to work. Put me in a room. I will write lyrics for Kids Bop. I will. I'll have an awful time doing it, but it's, you know, it's 2020. We all got to hustle. I'll do whatever I can.
That's what people like to hear in a job interview. I'll have an awful time doing it. I don't want to work here, but I will.
I think if you're interviewing for Kids Bop, that's exactly what you want to hear. You don't want to hear someone being like, I'm enthusiastic about the idea of Kids Bop, but I really want to, like, Kids Bop is my passion. Kids Bop is my soul.
I think anybody who walks in is just like, I can fucking do what you do. They just give a job. And you probably on the spot have to be like, can't find my Lunchables or whatever. And they're like, you're hired. Like,
oh my God. Oh my God. About that song.
Yeah, this seems pretty base and fucking awful. I guess we'll see. This will be the true test, because if you guys can't determine what is the real Kids Bop lyric for the ones that I wrote, then I'll know that I'm good at it. If you get the right one right away, then I'll know that I'm bad at it. And that's how we'll guess.
Perfect.
Okay. Enough stalling. Joseph, get out of here. Okay. This is question number one. Well, let's see. Actually, how do I want to do this? I don't think I'm going to do... buzz in. I think that you guys can both select the same answer if you truly want to. So it's not going to be first come, first serve on these. Okay.
So I don't have to come to answer.
Correct. So I'll take this t-shirt off that says must come to answer. What would that even be? This is Love on the Brain by Rihanna. Is everyone familiar with Love on the Brain by Rihanna?
Which one is
it? I probably know if I heard it.
I did that too. I wasn't really super familiar with this. I'm not really super familiar with Rihanna except her hits. But as soon as I heard this one, it doesn't actually matter because we're only going to do one select lyric from it. And the lyric is, it beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good. That's the lyric.
Huh.
This is a song that Kids Bop was like, we got to do a version of, which does contain the lyric, it beats me black and blue, but it fucks me so good. So here are your options.
Oh, they probably changed it to fuck me so great?
Yeah,
fuck me so great. So kids and you want to be positive?
It heats me like a stew, but it tastes like poo-poo. It makes me feel it's true, but it tricks me so good.
Okay.
It treats me like it should, but it's always so rude. Or no change. They left it as it is.
I'm going to go with no change.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no change.
Okay,
come on. B.
You got to try to win.
I'm going
to
go with C.
Aaron is going with it makes me feel it's true, but it tricks me so good. And Adel says it treats me like it should, but it always so rude. I got to give it to you, Aaron. You are correct. It is B. You have won the first point. Ooh. And I'm going to color code these
She's
so I can.
She's a Kids Bop queen.
Aaron's red.
She's
and Adel
a queen
is going
and
to
Kids Bop.
I will say I also thought it was B, but I thought to just have fun and choose a different answer.
Okay. Well, after the fact, you're more than welcome to say that.
Sorry, I'm not home right now. I'm grounded by my stepdad. Leave a message and I'll call you back.
This next one is going to be. They pretty much did the whole fucking song had changes in it, but I took some select pieces out. This is Closer by the Chainsmokers. Cool. Are you guys familiar with Closer by the Chainsmokers?
I'm familiar with Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
That would be another great one for Kids Bop. I think Kids Bop started coming out in 2001, so I think that song may have missed the Kids Bop mark. Closer by the Chainsmokers. Aaron, would you like to do a little bit of Closer by the Chainsmokers?
Now I'm second guessing myself.
It's that. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of a Rover.
I'm in the room and I get over.
Okay.
We ain't ever getting older.
We ain't ever getting older. It's that one.
Okay.
You may know it as We Ain't Ever Getting Older, but that's not the name. It's called Closer and it's by the Chainsmokers. So here's the real lyric. I'll give you the real lyric. This one is you're going to replace one word.
Okay.
And I'll try my best to do it in meter. Hey. I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Obviously, they replaced the word drink, but with
what? That's the beginning of the song.
It's the very beginning of the song. Mm-hmm. Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Is it? I was doing just fine before I met you. I fuck too much, but that's an issue. I eat too much, and that's an issue. Mm-hmm. I talk too much, and that's an issue. Or I smile too much, and that's an issue.
Can I add an E?
Yeah.
Is it an option that you didn't consider, which is, hey, now you're an all-star. Do my homework.
yeah, I'm going to go with C or D, but I guess I'll go C.
Aaron's going C, talk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then I'll go D, smile.
Okay, Adel, you've once again misplayed. It is indeed talk. Talk is the answer. I talk too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay.
I get kids bop. I get
next
it.
Next one.
I
this
get
is the
it.
One quiz I'm happy to fail.
This is
okay.
The
You're
next
just
one.
Jealous.
The real line is, now you're looking pretty at a hotel bar. Do they change it with?
I'm sorry, is this the same song?
Same song.
Okay.
There's a lot in this song. So instead of now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar, is it now you're looking pretty in a hotel pool? Now you're looking pretty, but you're away so far. Now you're looking pretty in your stepmom's car. Or now you're looking pretty watching Real Time with Bill Maher.
Bill Maher, D.
B.
Aaron, you are correct again. It is now you're looking pretty, but you're away
what
so far.
What the tits, guys? I got three in a row.
Aaron is kids bop queen. All right, ready? Next
well, when
one.
The other options were fuck, stepmom, car,
shut
Bill
up.
Maher.
Shut up.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover. So baby, pull me closer is unchanged, but is the second line. So baby, pull me closer, go to school and do your homework. So baby, pull me closer, but do not touch the hot stover. So baby, pull me closer as we stand against the Rover. So baby, pull me closer, make me think that it's not over.
What if it's something, something, my favorite Sesame Street character is Grover?
But I do think that you are writing really funny alternative lyrics and they should let you do it instead.
Thank you. Aaron, do you know what it is?
C?
C? Adel?
Or D, but maybe C.
I'm going to say hot stover because I love that.
Do not touch the hot stover. Aaron, you are correct. Again, you are five, what is it? Four
you're
for
five
four?
For fighting.
What
you're
is
five
happening?
For fighting on this. I know, you're three for three on this.
Hold on. Aaron's on fire. I want to test to see that this is real and not just luck.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, which one of these is a real fruit? Butt sauce, Gerber Gopper, a banana, or Bill Maher?
I'm between butt sauce and Bill Maher.
Butt sauce is a vegetable. Butt sauce is a vegetable.
Butt sauce is a vegetable. It doesn't have seeds.
So we keep going.
Mott's
so baby,
butt sauce.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Now, obviously, they can't say bite that tattoo on your shoulder.
That's
so
sexy
do they,
hot.
What
yeah,
the fuck
hot.
Does that even mean?
Doesn't matter. It's sexy.
You've never bitten a tattoo off of someone? You bite ain't living, kid.
Off of someone?
Off of someone. Aaron, you're under arrest.
It was a temporary tattoo.
There she is, officer. There's the woman who ate my tattoo.
Permanent skin. Temporary tattoo. That I know you can't afford. Instead of bite that...
Hold on.
We must hold on.
If you hold on. I'm going to start calling Erin Wilson Phillips because she always makes us hold on.
Oh, my God.
For it's one not, more laugh.
All right, we have to keep going with this game.
Permanent skin temporary tattoo is the funniest. Okay, fine, I'll keep going.
It's not bite that tattoo on your shoulder, is it? Flick that bug right off your shoulder. Bite that big piece of pork shoulder. Brush that stress right off your shoulder, or tear and kill him, Kobe Smulders.
Yes!
I'm going to say B, pork shoulder.
I don't know if I want A or C.
Flick that bug right off your shoulder, brush that stress right off your shoulder.
I don't know, it's A or C and I don't want to lose.
How about flick that bean when I get older?
That I know you can't afford. Taryn Killam, Kobe Smulders.
That's definitely my favorite. Gosh, I guess I'll go with C.
Aaron, you're correct. It is brush that stress right off your shoulder.
Yay.
All right, the next real line of this is pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole. From your roommate back.
Biting shoulders, stealing mattresses? This person sucks.
Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole. Is it? Pull that tag right off the corner of the hat you legally purchased. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the notebook that you stole. Pull the fire alarm at school if you want to get suspended. Or wipe the sleet right off the windshield of the car while not in motion.
I'm gonna vote for E, pull my PUD when parents aren't home.
Oh God. This is a kid's bop. Aaron, you were corrected, is pull the sheets right off the corner of the notebook that you stole.
Can I get some validation, please?
No, because these are obvious.
Adam, please. This is what a relationship's about. I'm asking for validation. You have
Adam thinks they're obvious.
Here, let me grab my stamp.
Single one left.
You don't have to pay for parking.
Okay, thank you. They've been making me pay for parking at their houses, you guys.
Of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. Now, obviously, you can't say roommate because that's a concept that kids don't get. So, is it from your new mom back in Boulder, from your friend back in Boulder, from your coach back in Boulder, or from your grandpa back in Boulder?
I'm going to say E, Trapper Keeper Folder.
Trapper Keeper Folder. It is not, it is friend, it is not grandpa. Aaron, you were almost, you were almost a clean sweep on the chain smokers. I highly advise,
I thought it was going to be two syllables.
Aaron, can I just say, you look like a lion in autumn, because it's the pride before the fall, baby.
All right, I'll give you my validation back. I'll pay for parking.
So I highly advise that people go and check this one out because they're so the regular song, the chorus is "We ain't ever getting older, we ain't ever." And when you're like a 20 or 30 something, the thought, the concept of "we ain't ever getting older" is like, yeah, we're gonna be young forever. But when you're a 12-year-old chanting "we ain't ever getting older" over and over again, it is one of the more disturbing things I've ever heard in my life because it's either like super sad and like dark and
super
bleak.
Sinister.
Like, we won't grow up because the war is coming and there's no fresh water. There is never any water. We are dying of the water.
I'm dying.
But just go listen to that. Go listen to that. Get to the part where these, and watch the video because it's like,
there
happy.
Is never any water. We are dying of the water.
Wait, how are you dying off the water if there never is any water?
It's it's happy kids happily saying that they're never getting older. It's really gross.
I hate it.
All right, the next one, Aaron and Adel, is "Toxic" by Britney Spears. We're familiar with the song.
We knew, knew.
Here are your guesses for this one line from "Toxic."
Okay.
With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride. Did they change it too? I'm on a ride. Did they change it too? With the taste of a Sprite, I'm quite refreshed. With the thought of your laugh, I always smile. With a look in my eyes, I'm on a ride. Or with the race to the moon, the Russians lost.
B.
So the lyric is, with your kiss on my lips.
With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride.
I'm
your options
say,
again.
I'm gonna
with
say,
the taste of a spread, I'm quite refreshed. With the thought of your laugh, I always smile. With a look in my eyes, I'm on a ride. And then the joke one.
What's the joke one?
With a race to the moon, the Russians lost.
With a race to the moon, the Russians lost.
That's I'm going to say, Nick. With a bowl full of
space,
kicks.
Space, making everyone go up.
Adel, with a bowl full of kicks, I'm...
I think the smile one, I guess.
Adel, do you have a guess?
I'm going to say, with a bowl full of kicks going down a slide.
Great. The answer is, for some inexplicable fucking reason, they didn't change this one. This is still "With the taste of your lips, I'm on a ride," and kids sing it.
Oh, no.
No, thank you.
So they forgot to change that. Now, this brings me to one of my favorite ones where, again, we're going, I think there's four questions that I put in this one. This is Dua Lipa's New Rules. Are you guys familiar with Dua Lipa's New Rules?
I'm familiar with it solely from the podcast Threedom.
Oh, yeah. They do talk about this on Threedom all the time.
They play it like 20 times. Yeah, it's amazing.
Aaron, you're familiar, right? Mm-hmm. I've got new rules. All right. So it's all about like new rules for hooking up with guy, like a guy. Like, I'm not, these are the new rules to stop me from hooking up
one,
with a guy.
Pick up the phone. Yep. You know, I'm calling it drunk and alone.
So Kids Bop did a version of this.
How?
It ain't fucking explicable. So we'll go through the rules real quick. So the real one is, one, don't pick up the phone. You know, he's only calling because he's drunk and alone. Is it, one, don't pick up the phone. You know, he's only calling because he owns his own phone. You know he's only calling because he's sad and alone. You know he's only calling because his parents aren't home. You know he's only calling because he's pranking your home.
B, but D would be better.
B, final answer, Adel?
I'm going to say E, don't pick up the phone because you don't have in your contacts, and that's the dog's bone.
Mm-hmm, that's the dog's bone. Mm-hmm. Aaron, you're correct. They replaced drunk with sad. Isn't that a fun?
Well, those are synonyms.
Isn't that a fun little spoonerisms?
We ain't never getting older. We ain't never getting older.
The world is getting warmer and the ice caps are all melting. The real lyric is, two, don't let him in. You'll have to kick him out again. Is it? Two, don't let him win. You'll have to let him down again. Two, don't let him in. Vampires have to be invited in. Two, don't let him sin. You wouldn't be a Christian then. Or D, he's not a friend. Friendships don't have to mend.
The first one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the one about vampires.
Yeah, it's correct. It's the one about vampires. They really switched up in the song. Aaron, of course, is correct. It is the very first one. Three, don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bed in the morning. Is it? Don't be his friend. You know you're going to wake up in his bunk bed in the morning. Don't be his friend. Don't be his friend. You know what?
You say that as a joke, like kids sleep in bunk beds, but somebody lost their virginity in a bunk bed, and they're in this Zoom meeting.
Casey is on mute, but he is getting pretty red.
That's Jim Carrey's famous quote from The Mask. Somebody lost their virginity in a bunk bed.
I'm only half kidding. Is don't be his friend. You know you're going to meet up with your friends in the morning. C, don't be his friend. Your true friends will always be around when you're mourning, spelled with M-O-U. Or D, don't be his friend.
B, no, D. B.
I'm going to say D, trailing off.
Aaron, you're correct. It is B. And then the very last part of this is they say, and if you're under him, you ain't getting over him. Do they change that to be, obviously they can't say if you're under him. Do they say, if you're wondering, you ain't getting over him. If you're there with him, you ain't getting over him. If you're scared to swim, you ain't getting over him. Or if your milk is skim.
I'm gonna vote for E, if you're underage, you can't see Harley Quinn.
Aaron, you're incorrect. It is not if you're wondering, you ain't getting over him. It's if you're there with him, you ain't getting over him.
It's not E, the one I made up?
No, Adel, I love that you're trying, but I'm telling you, you're probably not going to win a lot until the later rounds with those kind of answers. This next one is Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child. There's a part in this song of Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child.
Lose my breath.
This one I also advise that you watch because... Destiny's Child has like these heavy breathing effects in the song, and this is just kids doing them. It's truly awful.
Yikes, bikes, no thanks.
Here's a line from this song. Grabbed you, grind you, liked you, tried you. What do they change that to? Do they change it to...
Bop it, twist it, pull it.
That's so good. Dabbed you, smiled you, liked you, tried you. Point you, find you, liked you, tried you. Grabbed you, snailed you, fished you, whaled you. Or did my homework without complaint and went to bed.
D.
You are very funny, and it's B.
It is point you find you liked you tried you. I like how they keep liked you tried you. Sometimes they just keep some very inexplicable ones. It's like, if you're changing the first two, just change those.
They're starting the work at 7 p.m. and that midnight deadline is looming. That's what's happening in that Kidz Bop room.
This is a common theme with Kidz Bop songs that they do Bruno Mars covers. And this is That's What I Like by Bruno Mars. So... most of the time also they'll just like cut out a majority of the verses of the songs because the verses are just way too sexual and they'll just play the chorus for like 3 minutes. But this is, I'm going to give you the first verse in the chorus. I'm going to read you the regular version, the first verse in the chorus of the regular version of this song. And then I need you to fill in what you think the actual lyrics in the Kidz Bop version are. Okay.
Great.
Oh, cool.
So here is the regular version. First verse and the chorus of Bruno Mars' That's What I Like. Hey, 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 I got a condo in Manhattan. Baby girl, what's happening? You and your ass invited, so gonna get to clapping. So pop it for a player, pop it for me. Turn around and drop it for a player, drop it for me. I'll rent a beach house in Miami, wake up with no jammies, lobster tail for dinner. Julio, serve that scampi. You got it if you want it. You got it if you want it. Said you got it if you want it. Take my wallet if you want it now. The pre-chorus is "Jump in the Cadillac, girl. Let's put some miles on it. Anything you want, just to put a smile on it. You deserve it, baby. You deserve it all. I'm going to give it to you. Gold jewelry shining so bright. Strawberry champagne on ice. Lucky for you, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like. Sex by the fire at night. Silky sheets and diamonds all white. Lucky for you, that's what I like. Lucky for you, that's what I like."
I'm going to say trick answer. They didn't change a single word.
Did not change a single word. Now, they did change some single words in here that are just very confusing. Like, instead of saying, "I got a condo in Manhattan," they said, "There is a condo in Manhattan." Just, it's like property ownership goes over kids' heads. But the first
there
one that I want to talk about is...
"There is a condo in Manhattan."
"I got a condo in Manhattan.
It is out of my price range."
"Baby girl, what's happened? You and your ass invited, so gone and get to clapping." What do you guys think they did with "you and your ass invited, so gone and get to clapping"?
You and the class are invited.
So go on and get to napping.
Ooh, that's great.
Yeah, bring the class and take a nap. It's actually, "you and your friends are invited, so go on, get to dancing." Ass is friends and clappin's is dancing.
Ass is friends.
The next line, "so pop it for a player, pop it for me." What do we think they did with that?
So pop it for
stop
a player.
It for me. Stop it for me. They kept it the same.
I'm gonna say so bop it for me, bop it. So mayors.
Dance it for me.
That's close. They referenced those friends earlier. So it's instead of pop it for a player, it's hey, sing it with friends. Sing it for me.
Boo.
Which is very nice.
Whoa.
I'll rent a beach house in Miami. Wake up with no jammies.
I made a sandcastle with my pappy. I woke up with no wet bed.
That's smart. Woke up in Miami wearing my new jammies.
Aaron, you're pretty nice. It's, I have a beach house in Miami. Hang out in my jammies.
Ew.
I love how wholesome that becomes. Hang out in my jammies.
I'm hanging out in my jammies.
But what
right
will
now.
You wear?
And finally, the last one that I want to talk about in this song is "sex by the fire at night, silk sheets and diamonds all white." What do we think they did with that?
T-Rex is a dinosaur, all right. I don't want to be at recess and fight.
Dancing with my friends, it's all right. I like diamonds and things that are white.
It's
and
just
people
hang
that are white.
Also,
ooh,
these kids'
took a
boxes,
turn.
Mostly white people. It is hang by the fire at night, those shiny diamonds all white. So they really did take all the sexiness out of that song, but it still sounds very sexy.
I disagree.
Shine white like a diamond. Aren't diamonds clear?
What's that?
Aren't diamonds just clear?
Oh, yeah.
They're not clear in your conscience.
Next, I want to talk about the song "I'm the One" by DJ Khaled. Do you guys know this song? I love this song. Just full disclosure.
How's it go?
I don't know if I know this.
It's like DJ Khaled and Justin Bieber, and it's like...
I know this one. I'm the one who...
It's just, the chorus is just like... Oh, man, I can't. I'll fucking butcher the melody, but it's just Justin Bieber saying "I'm the one."
Cool. Yeah, sounds like a good song.
I know. I'll know it.
It's okay. It doesn't actually matter because "I'm the one." It's pretty innocuous. It's not dirty at all. But there are Chance the Rapper has a verse and Lil Wayne has a verse. So we're gonna go to the Lil Wayne verse and see what they did to this. By the way, there's three rappers in this. They just cut two of them completely out. They're like, nope, too much. Can't do anything with it. The one that they picked was Lil Wayne's version. So Lil Wayne's verse, one of his lines, this is now you'll have to pick out which is the real one. "'Cause I'm looking for somebody, not just any fucking body. Don't make me catch a body. That's for any and everybody," is what Lil Wayne says. So
what a great
obviously
rapper.
They can't say "don't make me catch a body" because that's violence. So do they say "don't make me try a hobby"? Do they say "don't make me eat my broccoli"? "Don't make me play more sorry," or "don't make me call my mommy"?
I hope it's broccoli.
I hope it's broccoli.
No, they leave in the line "don't make me catch a body." I don't know
really?
Why they do. Yes, they do. They just leave that in. I don't know why. Maybe
fantastic.
They didn't know what it was in reference to. Next thing that Lil Wayne says, he says, is "when she's on the molly, she's a zombie." So do they replace that with "when she's on my mind, she's my baby. When she hears this song, she dances crazy. When she gets home, she's a zombie." Or "when she sings the song, she's in harmony."
I think it's E. My sister's name is Molly. She's so sloppy.
Aaron, you said B?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know, though.
And when she hears the song, she dances crazy. That is correct. This next one is a personal favorite because I don't know how fucking Kidz Bop handled this, but this is what they did. So the line is, she think we Clyde and Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. She think we Clyde and Bonnie, but it's more like Whitney Bobby. Did they say? She think we Map and Dora, but it's more like Paw Patrol. She think we Bert and Ernie, but it's more like Daniel Tiger. She think we Squidward Patrick, but it's more like Peppa Pig. Or she thinks I'm like a party, but she's more a smarty.
D.
D, well, yes, or it's... stay the same.
I wish they would have just stayed the same. You're correct, Aaron. It is D. Or Adel is correct on that one. It is D. She thinks I'm like a party, but she's more like a smarty. Next one. Katy Perry's California Girls.
Now we're talking.
The real line in California Girls is, sipping gin and juice, lying underneath the palm trees, the boys break their necks trying to creep a little sneak peek. Obviously can't say that. So do they say, oh yes, instead of sipping gin and juice, do they say, laughing in the shade, lying underneath the palm trees, the boys break their necks trying to get under my palm tree, sipping on juice, just lying under the palm trees, the boys break their necks trying to act a little crazy, sipping apple juice, lying underneath the palm trees, the boys break their necks trying to dance just like me, or sipping delicious Sprite, lying underneath the palm trees, the boys break their necks trying to obey their thirsts.
Why are we talking about boys breaking their necks? Sprite has come up so much. You were By the thirsty way, the, for the, Sprite when you wrote these?
I was surprised that the boys breaking their necks part is still in there, but they're not wild. Trying to creep a little sneak peek, so what are they trying to do? Sipping apple juice, trying to dance just like me. No, it is in fact sipping on juice, and they leave like a weird space where gin should have gone in there, and then they say trying to act a little crazy. Okay, California Girls were unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikinis on top. Is that changed to Daisy's in our hair, wearing flip flops? Check our look, because we are on top. Fine, fresh, fierce, we got it on lock. Or gang tattoos and little teardrops.
D for sure.
D. It is actually fine, fresh, fierce. We got it on lock.
Isn't that just the next lyric?
No, that part is not in there. Which it could be. Now we're just writing good Katy Perry songs. And then the last one for this song: sun-kissed skin so hot will melt your popsicle. Is that sun-kissed soda? We turned into a popsicle. Summer's so hot, it's going to melt your popsicle. Sun-kissed beach so hot will melt your popsicle. Or don't drink bleach, it does not cure COVID-19.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Or whatever Donald Trump tells me to drink. I'll drink it.
I'm sorry, Adel.
I'm going to say sun so hot, my dad is super sick right now.
And in this song, in California Girls, there's an entire Snoop Dogg verse.
Wild West Coast. These are the girls we love the most.
What they do with the Snoop Dogg verse is super interesting because they cut it out and they just do the chorus for 2.5 more minutes. The same length of song.
No.
Are you guys familiar with TikTok by Kesha?
Mm-hmm. Wake up in the morning, we the day.
Yep, grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I gotta hit this city. Before I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Because when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. But you can't say with a bottle of Jack. What if you guys were writing this song, what would you say? Before I leave, brush my teeth.
Before I leave.
My brother, Jack.
Before I leave.
Kiss my brother, Jack. that would be so great if it was that, because it's just like one person would be like, what? I should be kissing my brother, what? Jack?
Wait a minute.
Jill, have you been kissing your brother?
We fell down a hill. Give us a break.
Do you guys know? Do you have a real guess for this?
Before I leave, take a bath. Rubber duck, don't quack.
I like that.
They change it to, before I leave, brush my teeth, and I go pack. You always have to pack before you leave.
just in case you want to run away from home.
This guy, this one, everyone, is worth listening to the first 30 seconds of, by the way, because if you're familiar with the song, she says, trying to get a little bit tipsy, and then this, like, it slows down like she's melting, and she says, tipsy, in this very slowed down way. They changed tipsy to silly, and so it goes, trying to get a little bit silly, and it's the best. It's a wonderful vocal experience, oral experience. It's just... It hits your eardrums.
Trying to get a little bit chilly.
I never want to hear you say oral experience again.
Lips of an Angel by Hinder. What do you guys think that they changed this song title to?
Who is this? Hinder?
Hips of an Angel.
Do you guys remember Lips of an Angel? No. It's about like cheating on your significant other who's in the other room, and you're getting a call from like an ex.
Lips of an Angle, and we learn about a cute person, right? Angles.
Yeah, it's like a Schoolhouse Rock.
So it's called Hips of an Angel, or Lips?
It's called Lips of an Angel.
Lips of an Angel. Okay, mm-hmm. So I think this is called Chips of a Pringle.
Yeah, it's a Weird Al version of this. With the chips of a Pringle. Nope, they just left this one as Lips of an Angel. It also sounds like if you listen to the Kids Bop version, it's a grown man singing it with kids backing him. And this song is about infidelity, and they don't change much.
Wait, what? Oh, man.
Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyonce. There's a line in that song that says, out in the club, I'm sipping that bub. Now, they can't say that. So do they say, out of the hub, cutting that rug. Out of the tub, and I just had a scrub. Out in the club, eating that grub. Or out of the sub, step into a shrub.
A.
D, 100% D.
Or all of them.
It is out in the club, eating that grub. That is the one that they went with.
Whoa. I don't out know why in the they, club and I'm eating that grub.
Why they think kids are eating grub. This one is a personal favorite for me because I don't think that this song is particularly dirty, but it's got one very dirty part, and that's Thrift Shop by Macklemore. I think it's at the very beginning of the song. Macklemore says, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big dick. I fucked that up already. It's walk into the club like, what up? I got a big cock, is what Macklemore says. So do they change it in the Kidz Bop version of this song too? Walk into the room like, what up? I got a best friend. Walk into the store like, what up? I've got big bucks. Walk into the club like, what up? I got a hit song. Or walk into the club like, what up? I got a kid's dick.
D.
Kid's dick D. is hashtag
I hope
kids
you mean
dick.
On you and not in like a box.
I would love it if the Kidz Bop people were like, well, we can't obviously say you've got a big cock because they're 11. So just like walk into the club like, what up? I got a little kid's dick.
I think it's going to be walk into the class like, what up? I found this rock. Like show and tell geode.
It is in fact walk into the club like, what up? I got a hit song.
Oh, that sucks. The B one you wrote is better.
Thank you. Big bucks. Starships by Nicki Minaj. There's a line that says, we're higher than a motherfucker. Obviously, you can't say that. There's so much. There's, you know, drug use. There's motherfucker in there. Do they say, instead of we're higher than a motherfucker, A, we're slyer than swiper, no swiping. B, we're here and we all thank our mothers. C, we're Kidz Bop and we're taking over. Or D, we're tired and we're sleeping over.
D,
we're tired and we're sleeping over. C,
it is we're Kidz Bop and we're taking
we're
over.
To last.
We're Kidz Bop and we're taking over.
This
we're
is another really fun
up.
Video to watch.
I love playing with Gak.
In Not Myself Tonight, Christina Aguilera says, and if you don't like it, fuck you. Do they change that too? If you don't like it, that's cool. If you don't like it, that's you. If you don't like it, boo hoo. Or if you don't like it, fuck you, dipshit.
D.
And D.
Can't
B
not
or
be
C?
D.
B, maybe?
It is boo hoo. They go with boo hoo instead of that's you. Yeah.
If you don't like it, boo hoo. It's a ghost.
Iconopop's classic song, I crashed my car into a bridge. I don't care. Can't say crash my car into a bridge. So do they say, I wished a star across the sky. You drove your car across the bridge. Our parents drove us to the mall. Or I splashed around in a pool.
I think it's I crashed my cat into the fridge.
I crashed my cat into the fridge. I watched that let it burn. I threw its shit into a bag and tossed it downstairs. I threw my cat into the fridge. I don't care.
My cat said,
I miss it.
I miss it. I do care. I miss it.
It's teaching a kid about object permanence and valuing life.
Very good, Adel. Very good. It'll do.
We did it.
Sing by Ed Sheeran.
Hold on. Remind me of this one.
Aaron,
she played the fiddle in an Irish band and she fell in love with an Englishman.
I know this. The line in this is, I told her my name and she said, it's nice to meet you. Then she handed me a bottle of water with tequila is the lyric. I told her my name and she said, it's nice to meet you. And then she handed me a bottle of water with tequila. Do they say, I told her my name and said, it's nice to meet you. She gave me a high five and said, you're a neat one. I told her my name, said, it's nice to meet you. She handed me a bottle of water and said, nice to meet you. I told her my name and said, it's nice to meet you. She handed me a bottle of water and said, see ya. Or, I told her my name and said, it's nice to meet you. She handed me a couple of grapes and said, here.
D. It's always D.
B or always D.
You're right. I love this version because instead of saying she handed me a bottle of water with tequila, the conversation goes as this. I told her my name and said, it's nice to meet you. And she handed me a bottle of water and said, it's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
Describing an introduction. Hardly worthy of putting in a song, but it's there.
Well, Adele does.
That's
Hello.
True.
This is it me you're looking for?
Hot and Cold by Katy Perry. And you have to guess the lyric. Or you have to guess what the replacement is. Yeah, you... PMS like a bitch, I would know. And then we fight, we make up. They take out fight. So it's you PMS like a bitch, I would know. What do you think they changed it out to?
You scream at us, I've got an itch, put on some aloe.
I love how you think that they keep a word very similar to bitch
you
in there.
Scream at us.
You something bitch, you PMS bitch. Bitch, you PMS, bitch. Something like that.
Yeah, they keep it exactly as the same, but they... No, it's, you change your mind like a girl, I would know.
What? Then, that's worse.
It's way worse. And then instead of we fight, we make up, they say we hug, we make up. So
we hug, we make up, we kiss, we make up.
The hug is the fight. Okay, and this next one is, it's All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor. The real line is, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size. She says, boys, they like a little more booty to hold at night. Can't say that, but can they say, boys, they like a little cutie to call at night. Don't let it keep you at home in your room at night. Boys, they like to go to the park and fly a kite. Or don't let it bother you. The boys are a fright.
I think C is the best one.
They just go to the park and fly a kite. They forget all about the booty thing.
I also just thought of a good Katy Perry one, which is, I pet my dog and I liked it.
It is
a schnauzer mix.
GBC, I love the idea of a bunch of boys flying a kite at the park, being like, I'm not even thinking about that booty anymore. You guys, I'm having so much fun flying a kite with you. I'm not even thinking about that booty.
Hey, guys, can you come over and fly a kite with me? I just had a really rough breakup.
Aaron,
are you thinking about that booty?
You did really well in this quiz, and now we're going to the bonus round. In the bonus round, I'm going to give you a filthy song lyric, and I need you to kids bop it for me, okay? Kids
okay,
bopify the
it.
Filthy song lyric. This is Talk Dirty by Jason Derulo. The line is, I'm that flight that you get on international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable. How would you kids bop that?
I wouldn't change a damn thing, JPC.
Great.
Smart.
Can you read it one more time?
I'm that flight that you get on international, first class seat on my lap, girl, riding comfortable.
I'm flying on a flight international. I'm sitting first class feeling comfortable.
That's actually probably really good. That's a really good kids about purification. Adel, do you have anything for that?
I'm sitting in class... cheating on math girl feeling smart as hell.
I do like how you're like, it's Kids Bop, but like bad lessons for kids. We're taking the sexy stuff away, but we're doing cheating on math. This is Anaconda by Nicki Minaj. The line here is, I let him hit it because he slang cocaine. He tossed my salad like his name Romaine. How would you
There's
kids?
No way.
How would you kids?
I go to eat it, and it's because it's calling my name. I like my salad with a little romaine.
That's very good. That's very good.
What was the full lyric again?
I let him hit it because he slang cocaine. He tossed my salad like his name Romaine.
I let him study because I like that brain. We sing some songs. Love that refrain.
Oh, I love that. Love that refrain. Gorilla by Bruno Mars. You've got your legs up in the sky with the devil in your eyes. Let me hear you say you want it all. Legs up in the sky with the devil in your eyes. Let me hear you say you want it all.
You got your bowl outstretched with some pleading in your eyes. And what's the last lyric?
Let me hear you say you want it all.
That's the keeps it the same.
Okay.
You got your braids up in your hair, something, something. Let me hear your name this fall.
Swing.
This next one is Partition by Beyonce. Oh boy, I don't know this song. He popped all my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He Monica Lewinsky'd all on my gown.
I really think we should keep that the same because I love how this country has treated Monica Lewinsky. I don't think we've been unfair to her at all or put her through hell when we really should have been focusing on a bad
thing. She's like a full human.
Monica Lewinsky, I think, is referenced in rap songs more than like any other person or historical figure.
I think that's true.
Yeah, it is. I think she said that in like a documentary once. She should get royalties. She should get like a commission from every time she's mentioned in rap songs. He popped all my buttons and he ripped my blouse. He ML'd all over my gown.
He sniffed all the flowers and he ate all the food. He fell asleep on my couch and I love him.
That's perfect.
He fell asleep on my couch and I love him. I'm going to say he drank all my pop when he came over to my house. He Michelle Tannered just like a little mouse.
Oh, that's great. I like that. Just like a little mouse. All right, guys, this is the easiest one that you've had to do so far. This is by Ty Dolla $ign featuring Wiz Khalifa and DJ Mustard. It's called Or Nah. Do you like the way I flick my tongue or nah? You can ride my face until you're dripping cum.
Is this a real song?
I believe so. I don't know the song, but do you like the way I flick my tongue or nah?
I like
you can ride my face until you're dripping cum.
I like the way you hug me. You can ride my face until you're dripping cum.
Perfect. I refuse to answer, and I want to back up Aaron's idea.
Thank you, Adol.
All right, Aaron. Aaron, since you won that round, you did a really good job, by the way. And you won the previous round. Woo-hoo! You are the only one. The only one, Adol. Sorry, you're not going to it. That's going to our super secret bonus round. Okay.
Okay.
You have to kids bopify this song. This is a song by Train, and it starts. Now that she's back in the atmosphere, with drops of Jupiter in her hair. Hey, 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 hey. How would you kids bopify that?
Thank you for asking. Mm-hmm. Now that she's back in the atmosphere, drops of Jupiter, Neptune, bye.
Now she's back from the country fair.
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adol Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and Emily Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle riddles, Clue Crew.